This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Downtown Birmingham's latest buildings to be redeveloped include the Positz and the Thomas Jefferson Tower. And with interest in downtown still high, investors are looking toward another batch of properties that could form the next wave of buildings to receive new life. We talk about them in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, as you outline these properties, the thing they seem to have in common is that they're close or adjacent to properties that have already been developed. Is that sort of the pattern that we're seeing?
That's right. I mean, for this feature, what we did is we kind of reached out to the development and the real estate brokerage world and just asked, what do you think are the properties out there? Not your properties that you're marketing, but just if you're a casual observer, what properties do you think have potential? And you're right, a lot of them turned out to be, as you might expect, building on the synergy in the downtown areas with areas that have already been redeveloped. A few of them are located within a stone's throw of the Positz building. It's no surprise that you're seeing that. I mean, I think that's the way people envision downtown's renovation would go, is you start seeing one project and then things build off on that. But that being said, a lot of these projects have some challenges.
Let's take that Positz area. Are there particular noteworthy buildings that we could very well see something happen with?
I think so. I mean, I think one spot to watch definitely is the building that's called the New Ideal Building that's right there by the Positz. There actually was a project kind of in the works for that last year, but the end of the historic tax credit kind of put that one on the back burner for a little bit. I think that one, just given its location and its proximity to Positz, that's definitely one spot that everybody would probably need to keep an eye on. There's also a former furniture store property that's kind of behind the Positz that's probably getting a lot more visibility now with people going over there. Both of those are very very likely candidates that you're going to start to see some interest in, according to the brokers and the real estate community.
One building I'll mention specifically, that's the Brown Marks Tower. It's along First Avenue North on the heaviest corner on Earth, as it's known. I mean, it has these covers over the sidewalk, and it looks like it should be redeveloped, but what can you tell us about that building?
That one has been rumored for projects for quite a while. I mean, we've been hearing about that ever since kind of the early stages of Birmingham's renaissance down there. It's a situation where you have the Empire Building is coming back to life as a hotel. You have the John Hand Building. The other building on that corner already had some tenants in there. So this is kind of the last piece of that heaviest corner puzzle. But from talking to the experts in town, they said that one presents kind of some unique challenges. It's a really, really large building, which is going to make it a very significant investment. I mean, if somebody is to come in and redevelop that entire building, that would probably be one of, if not the most expensive historic renovation we've seen downtown so far. Some of the experts we talked to have said, you know, Birmingham's going to need to see some more growth. We're kind of still in the early stages of revitalization to see projects of that magnitude, or to see more projects of that magnitude. I think that's going to be the key, is getting more growth and getting more jobs and people coming into town. That'll probably give some developers confidence to approach some of the bigger vacant buildings that we see downtown.
Also, retail is undergoing a major shift, with 9 chains filing for bankruptcy this year. JCPenney, Sears, and Macy's all plan to close stores this year. Meanwhile, online sales are growing. But those watching the retail market around Birmingham say the weeping and gnashing of teeth is overblown. And Ty, why aren't retail folks so pessimistic?
I think from our conversations with the retail brokerage world in town, I mean, they're still seeing demand, and we're seeing that in the form of some pretty big projects announced. I mean, it's kind of surprising, you would think, just given everything you're reading on the national headlines about all these retailers closing up shop. But there are several major retail projects going on right now, particularly in Birmingham suburbs. Gardendale approved a measure to do a pretty massive 150,000 square foot development right off of I-65, the Wildwood Shopping Center, a new project to kind of revitalize and rework that project come about. So clearly developers are seeing something in the market. I think what they're seeing is, yes, there are some closures, but they're also noting that there's still a good bit of demand from other retailers to open up shop, particularly in the food area. The health and beauty segment is doing pretty well. There's still some spots out there where there's demand, and it's enough.
You mentioned food and health and beauty are areas that you've seen more promise of growth. What other factors suggest that there is still growth to be had around Birmingham?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing you hear in the retail world more than anything is location, location, location. And I think that's really what's driving the development that you're seeing on the retail side. You look at a place like Gardendale, it's viewed as kind of a growing suburb. That location is a key factor in this. So yes, there might be some changes and some closures at various levels, but retailers that are still in business are still looking for places they can put new stores that are going to grow. So if you got the right location, I think that's one reason you're seeing some of these developments pop up in very, very key places.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, great to have you here.
Thanks a lot.